with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States celebrated its veterans today on what used to be called Armistice Day, commemorating the end of World War I. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says on Veterans Day, it's important to remember the sacrifice of our military personnel deployed in other countries.
We have people on the seven seas and in the air bases, and they're separated from their families. And so we celebrate their commitment, unlike some politicians who don't see the importance of maintaining stability, the security of this country by continuing to keep the government funded so it can operate efficiently. We stand up against adversaries that are very serious.
A judge adopts a new congressional map in Utah. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Judge Diana Gibson has adopted an alternate proposal, giving Democrats a strong shot at flipping a seat in next year's midterm elections. Gibson ruled the map passed last month by the legislature unduly favors Republicans and disfavors Democrats. She selected a map drawn by voting rights groups that keeps Democratic-heavy Salt Lake City almost entirely within one district. Republicans hold all four of Utah's U.S. House seats. The newly approved map gives Democrats a much better chance to flip a seat in a state that has not had a Democrat in Congress since 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Supreme Court has extended an order blocking full SNAP payments. The High Court's decision Tuesday came amid signals that the government shutdown could soon end and food aid payments resume. The order keeps in place, at least for a few more days, a chaotic situation. This is SRN News. A famous Bible verse could get you in trouble in the United Kingdom.
Mick Fleming, a British pastor, has the full text of John 3:16 printed on the side of the van he drives, and he was recently warned by a police officer that he could be charged with a hate crime. Fleming, who posted the interaction with the cop on social media, says the officer politely warned him that the verse could spark a complaint by a citizen and could land him in court. The UK has stringent hate crimes laws that many say are infringing on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Cornell University has agreed to pay $60 million and stop promoting the diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda in order to restore federal funding and end investigations into the Ivy League school. The agreement is the latest struck between the Trump administration and elite colleges that the president accuses of tolerating anti-Semitism and promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. A change is coming to baseball sports betting after two Major League Baseball pitchers were indicted for rigging pitches. We hear more on this story from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reporting.
Major League Baseball's authorized gaming operators will cap bets on individual pitches at $200 and exclude them from parlays after two Guardians pitchers were indicted and accused of rigging pitches at the behest of gamblers. MLB said Monday the limits were agreed to by sportsbook operators representing more than 98% of the U.S. betting market. A league statement said that pitch-level bets on velocity and of balls and strikes, quote, present heightened integrity risks because they focus on one-off events that can be determined by a single player. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.